Chapter 1. Long ago, when the world still brimmed with mist and magic, there lived the fierce clans of the Scottish Highlands. No one knows how these proud people came to reside in the green, wind-swept highlands, and only the weathered stones of the great castles are left to tell their stories. But if those stones could talk, they'd surely tell tales of enchantment and adventure. The stones of Castle Dunbrock would have more to tell than most. One of the grandest stories begins there, long ago in the kingdom of Dunbrock, when all was right with the world for a young girl named Merida. Merida, 16, and the princess of the realm, was being groomed by her mother to one day rise to the throne as queen. With that title came duties and responsibilities. And above all, as Queen Eleanor so often pointed out, a queen had to possess grace and poise, two qualities Merida was sure her mother had been born with. That was why the queen was in charge of every single moment of Merida's day, so she could teach her daughter to become her. At least, that was how Merida saw it. But Merida didn't care about grace and poise. She liked to laugh and listen to her raucous, adventurous father, King Fergus. The round, red-bearded king was a true Highland warrior. His feats of bravery in battle were legendary. But now, in these days of peace, he had only stories of his great and glorious past. He loved to tell how he'd lost his leg in a battle with Mordu, the demon bear. The story had been told since Merida was a child, and to the delight of Merida and her three younger brothers, King Fergus spared none of the gory details. Merida thought her brothers, the wild-haired triplets, Hamish, Hubert and Harris, were lucky. In her opinion, those three got away with murder, and their only skill was running their nursemaid Maudie in circles. Wee devils, Merida called them. Merida would sometimes stare out her window, which overlooked the great blue lock of Dunbrock Harbour, and sigh. She couldn't get away with anything. It seemed as though the future of the kingdom would someday depend on Merida. And so the queen pressed on with her endless lessons and high expectations. Chapter 2. Merida tried to absorb the teachings Queen Eleanor doled out. One day, the lesson was in public speaking. That lesson always took place in the Great Hall, where subjects gathered to hear the Queen give her speeches. At one end of the huge hall were the raised thrones of Queen Eleanor and King Fergus, and next to them, the smaller carved thrones for Merida and the triplets. A large stone fireplace warmed the room. Above it was the crest of Clan Dunbrock. Merida stood in front of her mother's throne, while Eleanor stood on a balcony at the opposite side of the empty room. Merida nervously cleared her throat and began to speak. "Aye, Robin, jolly Robin, and thou shalt know of mine." Merida looked up at her mother, hoping for her approval. "Project," Eleanor said. Merida swallowed and shouted, "And thou shalt know of mine." Eleanor left the balcony and approached her daughter, shaking her head. "Enunciate. You must be understood from anywhere in the room, or it's all for naught." Merida rolled her eyes and muttered, "This is all for naught."
"I heard that," Eleanor snapped.
Poor Merida felt there was no escape from Eleanor's lessons. When Merida joined her parents for a session of falconry outside on the castle green, that turned into a lesson, too. The queen stood elegantly, holding a hooded falcon on